entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Labor Day is usually busy for presidential candidates. Vice President Harris will speak to union members soon in Detroit, and later today will join President Biden to march in a union parade in Pittsburgh. Former President Trump has no event scheduled today. An ABC News Ipsos poll shows a majority of Americans, 56%, say Harris has done a good or excellent job during her campaign. Far fewer, 41%, say the same thing about Trump. A funeral today in Jerusalem for Hersch Goldberg Polan. The American citizen was among the six hostages found dead in a tunnel in Gaza.
How do we live the rest of our life without you? I pray that your death will be a turning point in this horrible situation in which we are all entangled.
His mother, Rachel Goldberg. President Biden met with his National Security Council today at the White House as the U.S. continues to push Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire hostage release deal. This is ABC News. A promised three-year around-the-world cruise is still stuck in port, leaving passengers stuck for months after they were scheduled to launch.
The Villa V Odyssey, now 3 months past its original launch date, undergoing maintenance in Northern Ireland, the cruise is advertised to visit 475 destinations in 147 countries. The price to purchase an all-inclusive cabin begins at around $100,000 or more. Some passengers sold their homes to live on board, and many of them have been in Belfast since May, waiting to finally set sail.
ABC's Trevor Ault, the CEO, says the ship is 30 years old and that it had been out of commission. There are 140 homes under an evacuation order in Southern California because of what's being called the most active landslide in America. Residents had their gas, electricity, and some had their water shut off, and they're being told to be ready to leave on a moment's notice. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime. Buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 or so miles per hour. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow sunshine 77. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee on this Labor Day. Meanwhile, both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin as former President Donald Trump returns to the state Saturday afternoon for a rally at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. A 21-year-old woman was shot and killed in an apartment in downtown Whitewater late Friday night. Police say the victim, identified as Cara Welsh of Plainfield, Illinois, got into a fight with a 23-year-old man prior to the shooting. The man was arrested and is being held in the Walworth County Jail. And if you went to a Northwoods League baseball game this season, your data might have been stolen. The league, with several Wisconsin teams, announced last week a hacker got into its online ticket system and got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. The league says they've patched the breach. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns in
Welcome.
Michigan.
This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health, and as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Week one of the NFL season approaching, with Kansas City and Baltimore opening on Thursday, followed by the Packers and Eagles on Friday night in Brazil. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers returned to the practice field yesterday. Matt LaFleur's team anxious to get rolling.
I think everybody's excited to see the start of the regular season. We always are. And certainly I know there's a lot of expectations, and we're not going to run from those. And all we can do is control the work that we put in on a daily basis. I think the attitude, the energy, and I thought we had a good, solid practice.
All 53 players on the Packers roster practiced yesterday, including new kicker Braden Narveson. He described his opportunity in Green Bay as...
It's a dream. I'm going to take it one day at a time. I'm going to do everything in my power to get 1% better day after day after day. And at the end of the day, I'm going to go out there and try to make kicks. And that's my job. That's what I get paid to do. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Football Badgers were 24-point favorites against Western Michigan on Friday night, yet found themselves trailing in the fourth quarter. That's when Luke Fickell's team took advantage of a Western Michigan turnover and scored 15 straight points on the way to a 28-14 victory.
You know, they didn't bat an eye. The leadership on this team is much different, and that's what I'm really excited and proud of. But it was a test. It was definitely a test. And, you know, that ball game came down to the fourth quarter, and you got to find a way to create some energy and momentum. And it's not because the ball hit off their leg, but that's, you know, one thing that does happen in the ball game. And that was the way that we created that energy and momentum, and you kind of felt it really shift and roll from there.
Brewers missed out on a chance at a four-game sweep, falling to the Cincinnati Reds 4-3 in 11. Willie Adames clubbing his 28th home run of the season in the loss. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs over the Nationals 14-1, Cardinals 14, Yankees 7, Cleveland down Pittsburgh 6-1. Third-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team fell to number one Texas in four sets in the opening match of the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase at Fiserv Forum. The Badgers fell to 0-2. Last time they started 0-2 was 1993. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 or so miles per hour. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow sunshine 77. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Briscoe wins and gets in Darlington. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Stuart Haas Racing's Chase Briscoe took the lead on a 3-wide pass for the top spot in the closing laps of last night's Cookout Southern 500 at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina to claim the win. His first victory of the season, which qualifies him into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
You know, I'm obviously a diehard Tony Stewart fan, and to see Stewart Haas Racing come to an end, this is our final bullet left in the chamber, and we get to go race for a championship now, which is just unbelievable. So, yeah, that race, that was the most perfect, harder race I could ever run.
While Briscoe's win clinched a spot in the playoffs, Tyler Reddick fought illness most of the night to finish 10th, which was good enough to win the regular season championship by just 1 point over Kyle Larson. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. the same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Once fall rolls around, many people think yard work is done for the year. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fall is actually the best time for lawn care, so it awakens healthy in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It takes us a long time to get the leaves raked up because some trees drop them earlier than others. Leonard Perry is an extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says unless leaves are finely shredded, it's important to get them off the lawn so they don't mat down and smother the grass. This also allows you to do other lawn maintenance to get it ready for winter. High on your list should be mowing, fertilizing, and watering if the grass is dry.
Mowing is one of the things I see misunderstood or abused in lawns. Like during the season, you want to mow high. And high means about 2 to 3 inches. You want to keep mowing as long as the grass is growing. And the last mowing, when you think it's going to be toward the end, you can mow a bit lower, so down to about 2 inches.
Grass will benefit from watering before winter. Perry suggests soaking it with about an inch per week. Yards often become compacted over the summer, so fall is the time to aerate. This can be as simple as walking around with spikes on your shoes, or you can rent an aerator to loosen up the soil and let it breathe.
Then once you've aerated, that's a good time to overseed over the top and again keep that watered in. If you have bare spots, fall is a great time to do that too because the weeds are kind of slowed down and kind of shut down for the year. So it's a good time for the grass to get established without that weed pressure that you have in the spring and early summer.
If weeds have taken over, this is a good time for spot control. Weeds prepare for winter by drawing nutrients from leaves into their roots. They'll also draw herbicides into the root system, killing them more effectively. Perry advises doing a soil test and then, if needed, apply a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer to strengthen the lawn for winter. You'll find more tips for fall lawn care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank, get up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Wisconsin State FFA president talks about advocating for agriculture. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
FFA is an opportunity for young people to get involved in so many different activities. Jesse Thompson, Wisconsin State FFA president, is finding that out. That includes getting involved in agricultural policy discussions in Washington, D.C.
What's really exciting is the state officer team had an opportunity to go out to Washington, D.C. and learn with other state officers about the farm bill and get to go on the Hill. We had to do some virtual meetings because of some things that were going on in D.C. at the time, but we got to talk with legislators about what the farm bill is and what FFA wants to see. And we're really appreciative of the support that the farm bill gives organizations like us. There's grants within the farm bill that support us, but also we just like talking about the importance of FFA and the impact that we can have on members.
He says they learned a lot about the farm bill while in D.C.
We learned that it's constantly evolving, and we had panels and panels of people talking, professionals from Corn Growers Association down to someone from John Deere, all sorts of different speakers that really work in D.C. to advocate for agriculture. And we learned about how important advocacy is and how we can effectively advocate when it comes to legislative things. And we'll also bring that knowledge back home and spread it to our FFA members here in Wisconsin in February during FFA week when we go out to our Capitol and advocate to state legislators and representatives.
Thompson says FFA will also be stressing the importance of agricultural education at the state level.
We are really passionate about just telling the story of agriculture. We have 25,911 student members that are in agriculture classes and FFA members. There are over 45,000 agriculture students in the state, and we believe that our organization, our industry, is making a difference in the future of everyone. If you're wearing clothes, if you're driving a car, if you're eating food at the Farm Technology Days, you're benefiting from agriculture and what we're working on as an organization. We're just going down there to Madison to talk about that as a group and let our members from across Wisconsin share their story, because that's what truly impacts people such as us 11 state officers down to our legislators in Madison who may be representing the most urban or the most rural district in the state.
Wisconsin State FFA President Jesse Thompson. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
With news of agriculture ends. The average price received by farmers for corn in July in Wisconsin was $4.08 a bushel, according to the latest USDA's Ag Prices report. This was 16 cents below the June price and $2.08 below July of 2023. The July 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans at $11.90 a bushel was 90 cents below the June price and $2.80 below the July 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $150 per ton in July. This was $40 below the June price, but $10 above the July 2023 price. The July 2024 alfalfa hay price at $163 was $36 below the previous month, but $13 above July of 2023. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin all milk price for July was $21.90 a hundredweight, according to USDA. That was 20 cents below last month's price, but $6.20 above last July's price. The U.S. all milk price for July was $22.80 a hundredweight, 90 cents higher than Wisconsin's price, but unchanged from last month's U.S. price. Over 14,000 individuals and organizations have voiced their support for the relocation of a portion of the Line 5 pipeline in Wisconsin. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently reviewing the project, and the public comment period is ongoing. The Wisconsin Jobs and Energy Coalition organized the petition in response to the Army Corps' release of the Line 5 relocation draft environmental assessment in May. The petition garnered support from over 11,000 Wisconsinites and numerous leading organizations. The Wisconsin Ag Coalition, which includes influential agriculture groups like Wisconsin Farm Bureau and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, submitted a letter to the Army Corps in support of the project. They emphasized the critical role of propane in the state's agriculture sector. Propane is used for heating homes, barns, livestock, and powering farm equipment. The coalition expressed concerns about the potential impact on propane supply and pricing if the relocation is not approved. Global demand for U.S. soybeans has fallen sharply as international buyers remain discouraged by the strong dollar, slowing economic growth, and uncertainty over the direction of U.S. trade policy in an election year. Export sales of new crop soybeans are historically low as the 24-25 marketing year begins on September 1st. A new report says that tailwinds could emerge to rejuvenate demand for U.S. beans in the upcoming marketing year. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange issued a brief saying that the pace of early season soybean export sales historically has a low correlation with the final marketing year export numbers. With a record U.S. soybean harvest expected this fall, continued weakness in prices will likely attract new export demand. Factors that could increase soybean exports could include a smaller-than-expected South American soybean harvest, a bump in EU demand for soybeans from non-forested acreage, falling U.S. interest rates, and a Chinese economic recovery that could fuel higher demand. U.S. dairy farms vary widely in size, from fewer than 50 dairy cows to having 2,000 or more. While many factors can influence a dairy farm's production cost per unit of milk, such as technology use, management, and import prices paid, farm size can also affect costs. The Economic Research Service estimates the cost of milk production by dairy herd size based on the Agricultural Resource Management surveys conducted every 5 to 6 years. Based on the past surveys, the average total production cost per 100 pounds of milk sold has been consistently lower for dairy farms with larger herd sizes. In 2021, the average total cost per 100 pounds of milk sold was $42.70 for herds with fewer than 50 cows. Farms with 2,000 or more had a cost of $19.14. Lower per unit production costs are attributable to spreading at least some expenses over greater outputs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The quiet weather will continue over the next few days in our ag weather forecast. Now, southerly winds will increase through the midweek. Minimum relative humidities are forecast to remain above 40% across the region through the week. Shower and storm chances return Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 71 to 76, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, south winds at 5 to 7. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, south winds at 7 to 12, about 10 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, cooler, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run down one room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too long and too loud, and it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, what'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found you.
sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Count my blessings every night I pray,
that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too, that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know the little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? A girl is like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. Yellow way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this heart, I can do that smile, what's gonna melt me down? Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. Like you got a crystal ball, like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Well, how'd you know what I'm thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. Baby, you're a little mind, baby, you're a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are.
Adobe Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Just can't trust him, cause
'cause I've known the boy all of my life. So you better think twice,
you better think twice
before you roll the dice,
before you roll the dice.
Yeah, you better think twice before you give your heart away. You really must think I'm something, talking trash.
somebody call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just this side of Loco.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag. On the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you're making.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. It might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank. It's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. It might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk.
In my hometown when I'm gone, nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk. Honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk.
Grand Canyon, she could fill it up with
postcard with no return address. Postmarked tombstone, it said, I don't know where I'm going next. But when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July. She wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no painted desert, no Sedona. If there was a Grand Canyon, she could fill it up with the lies he's told her, but they don't exist, those dreams he sold. Promised her a new and better life out in Arizona.